Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled, The God of Our Ancestors.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm he led them out, and for about 40 years he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish." From this man's descendants, God, according to the promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, "What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet." The word of the Lord. As a student in a college run by the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, I often heard the refrain from their foundress, St. Julie Biard, "How good is the good God?" Our responsorial psalm today echoes the same sentiment. Forever I will sing the goodness of our God. When the synagogue officials in today's first reading from Acts offers Paul the opportunity to speak a word of exhortation before the gathered assembly, Paul first says to them and to us, "Listen." And then I imagine him taking a deep breath before launching into the story of our ancestors in the faith, noting early on that God chose our ancestors. The history then recounted is mostly a story of God's actions. God exalted the people on their sojourn. God led them out, put up with them in the desert, gave them the land of Canaan. God provided first judges, then prophets, then kings, right up to bringing to Israel a Savior, Jesus. A long history over many years. Today, many people are actively involved in searches for their own histories, their family ancestry. And groups, community organizations of all sorts, indeed nations, continue similar work. Remembering can be a powerful human activity. It can offer a sense of continuity and sometimes comfort. Often, memory and history can also provide great challenge. In that regard, I recently read some words from Sean Copeland, retiring theologian from Boston College. She challenges by reminding us of erased or ignored histories and dangerous memories of the silenced, abused, enslaved, rejected, marginalized, and discarded children, women, and men of color in our world. Another reminder comes to us from the writings of Barry Lopez. He writes with a moral urgency of the loss, the forgetting, of so many indigenous cultures from which we could learn so much, among other things, about discerning and acting for the common good. Fidelity to truth and inclusiveness and reconciliation mark the story to which Paul exhorts us to listen. That story offers us both continuity and comfort, for which we hold great gratitude. The challenge remains for us to live in a way reflective of the goodness of the God to which he points, remembering our histories in that same way. We find our encouragement for this godlike living in Scripture. Scriptures like today's communion antiphon: "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of time."